With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican Nikki Haley has suspended her 2024 presidential campaign. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Haley ended her White House bid hours after Donald Trump dominated Super Tuesday voting.
The time has now come to suspend my campaign.
She wished her GOP rival well, but did not offer an endorsement.
It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him.
Haley's departure leaves Trump as the last remaining major Republican candidate and sets up a likely rematch with President Biden in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And there was a surprise. The Democratic presidential candidate beat President Biden in one Super Tuesday race yesterday. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Who is Jason Palmer? He's a 52-year-old Baltimore resident who has worked for various businesses and nonprofits, and he beat Joe Biden in the Super Tuesday Democratic caucus in American Samoa.
My phone started blowing up, and when your phone is, 20 text messages coming in at once, you immediately look at your phone or the TV.
Palmer says he likes to focus on people who are underrepresented. Donna Warder, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. job openings barely changed in January, but remained at a high level, suggesting the American job market remains healthy. The Labor Department reports U.S. employers posted 8.86 million job vacancies in December, down slightly from the 8.89 million in January. Layoffs fell modestly. A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels have damaged a ship in the Gulf of Aden. The attack marked the latest in a campaign of assaults by that group. The Dow had 218 points, the Nasdaq adding 172 points. This is SRN News. Research shows that teachers' unions are out of step with parents' and teachers' views on gender ideology.
A recent Pew Research Center report shows more than two-thirds of teachers, parents, and teenage students do not support the teaching of gender identity or gender fluidity in schools. That's at odds with the position of the nation's largest teachers' unions. Many teachers and parents also believe the choice to opt out of gender ideology instruction should be available. Liberty Council Chairman Matt Stavers said the data confirms that, quote, this has no place in public education. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Virginia lawmakers have again defeated legislation that would allow medically assisted suicide. A House committee voted this week to carry the bill over to the 2025 session. Similar legislation has failed in previous years. This is SRN News. The Veteran Affairs Secretary is reversing a department memo that aimed to ban VA displays of that iconic photo showing a sailor kissing a woman he didn't know.
VA Secretary Dennis McDonough acted after a copy of a memo from a VA undersecretary requesting the photo's removal from the VA health facilities was shared on social media. Now, the memo said the removal was sought because the photo, quote, depicts a non-consensual act and is inconsistent with the department's sexual harassment policy. McDonough, though, tweeted out a copy of the image showing the sailor kissing the woman and said, we will keep it in VA facilities. Jason Walker reporting.
The Dartmouth men's basketball team voting to unionize, taking an unprecedented step toward forming the first ever labor union for college athletes. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.